Garrison Workforce Development and Voting Assistance. This is your KMC Update. I'm Senior Airman Norman Enriquez. Representatives from the U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls recently came into the studio to share some of the classes and training programs offered by the Directorate of Human Resources. With more on the story, here is U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Tamilia Joe.
The courses are open to military personnel, federal employees, and local nationals to help develop skills and build stronger teams. Peter Butler, the Chief of Workforce Development for the Garrison, talks about why it's important.
We offer classes and training programs to increase job satisfaction, try to lower the turnover rates, and of course for personal and professional development.
The classes they offer include team building, communications, leadership, resiliency, computer skills, and others. For the full list of courses or to sign up, you can visit the U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls website and search for Workforce Development.
Moving on to absentee ballots. With just over 100 days until the general election, you may be asking yourself how you can vote in it. Here is U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Ryan Grossklag with more.
The Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act extends federal absentee voting rights to U.S. citizens that are 18 and older and active duty members of the uniformed services, including Merchant Marines, Commissioned Corps of the Public Health Service, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, their family members, and U.S. citizens residing outside the United States. It is recommended to send a federal postcard application to register to vote and request an absentee ballot at least 90 days before the election in which you want to vote. For more information, visit your installation's voting assistance office, or you can go online to www.fvap.com.
That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Senior Airman Norman Enriquez.